This article from the American Thinker, I think, dovetails right into it. The Tyranny and Treason, it's really the treason of the ruling class, by Steve McCain at the American Thinker. And I really, really agree with it. It is treason by those who think they're better than us. I might swap in. I'm telling you now. I will probably swap out virtuals for elitists going back and forth, a ruling class, because that's just how I go. I love the idea of calling them virtuals because they live in a virtual world. They live in the metaverse. I mean, Jen Psaki Atumi, Jen Peppermint Psaki, was on a podcast with Rob Lowe. And she said that the reason they set up the virtual White House, we all asked about it because they thought it would look visually better. And I'm like, visually better than the White House? But this is what they have. They live in these virtual spaces. Whether it's, you know, social media, or whether it's streaming platforms, or whatever the case may be. It's all, and technocrat is a great way to call it, technocrat. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. The article we have from the American Mind, how to sail between cyborgs and Luddites, how to sail between technocrats and Luddites. But technocrat is a great word for it. Let me get into it. Because the egocentrism and megalomania of the current ruling class, virtuals, our country is, well, it's Union of States, is inextricably and stealthily marching towards the tyrannical one-party socialist oligarchy beholden to a globalist agenda. I mean, Steve, I would also say that this one-party socialist, one-party system has been in existence for at least 50 years. These elites, these virtuals, these technocrats, in their determination to achieve political and societal status in perpetuity, are willingly allied with a relatively small number of true believers. We can just replace true believers with World Economic Forum board members in their midst, whose sole focus is to transform America into another failed socialist nation. Which, I mean, fundamental change. Remember that. Fundamental change. What Obama campaigned on in 2008 is rapidly being expanded upon now. And I always confess this sin. I voted for Obama in 2008. You know, and when people were like, oh, the fundamental, you guys are just racist if you think that Obama's going to change America and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, guess what? He did. Everything that he promised, he set in motion. Let me get back into the article. In a major step toward accomplishing that goal, the ruling class, the elites, the technocrats in Canada and the United States have calculatingly acquiesced to these ideologies maliciously exploited in the COVID-19 pandemic, supposedly, I call it supposed pandemic, in order to permanently consolidate their political and societal status. Yeah, remember that? Remember, we forget about the time when Obama was talking to the other prime minister or president of Russia. I forgot the guy's name. And he was like, hey, man, I just need to get reelected so I can have more flexibility. And then he let the Russians take over Crimea. So I guess he was trying to get more flexibility. Anyway, back into the article. The current and ongoing fascist actions of the government in Canada in dealing with the trucker protests have revealed this process is more advanced in Canada than it is in these United States. However, this nation, Union of States, I just can't pronounce the name, I forgot it. Too many D's, E's, and V's. Much love to my Russian peeps. But you got a lot of V's and E's in your stuff, so I can't really pronounce it. Vizavetas. This Union of States is not far behind, and its government has also declared a de facto war on America's unwashed masses. They claim are marinated in what? White supremacy and racism, as these deplorables endlessly plot insurrection and domestic terrorism, right? With these United States of Amazon's current defense budget, should there not be any domestic threats? The surveillance state? Yet there are so many white supremacists and racists that are just running around planning all kinds of plots every hour of the day. I thought the Homeland Security guys were just full of Jack Bowers, ready to deploy into a city and single-handedly murder all the bad guys and save the day. When instead it's like 15 overweight, soy-filled agents who can't even figure out whether it's a drawstring or a noose. I think it's a noose. We'll get our special operations team out there pronto. 3 weeks later. No, it's just a rope. Let's see. I gotta get a new... Anybody else having trouble with, like, new phone cases? All the new phone cases... my phone almost slipped off my desk, which is why I'm saying that. This thing is slippery as heck. I need to get these Talon grips on there. I'll talk about that later. But let me get back into this article here on the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. Always on air, always online at crusadechannel.com. The treason of the ruling class. I'll drop it in the chat room, too. Fearful of the spread of a populist uprising, the true believers in Canada's ruling class, as personified by Justin Trudeau, convinced the rest of their fellow ruling elites via talking points from the World Economic Forum that they must violently stifle a peaceful grassroots political protest. Then again, as Mike Church brought up, not completely grassroots, the Canadian trucking convoy. The people who joined it, yes, but the origins of it, not so pure in their motivations. Yeah, I saw that, the weather in DFW. You guys stay safe up there. It's cold. It's cold and rainy and nasty. 844-527-8723. Once again, they have brutally assaulted the demonstrators they refer to as domestic terrorists by invoking the emergency measures designed for wartime. This has allowed the government to unilaterally and without any legal bias freeze bank accounts, seize assets, censor non-state sanctioned media, jail people, and outlaw any political demonstrations opposed to the regime up in Canada. Let's see. This is why it's no longer hyperbolic to say that what is happening in Canada can and in all probably will happen here in these United States of Amazon unless a populist uprising turns on the major corporations, the legacy and social media, the dominant financial institutions, and the universities that are all dominated by the ruling elites. And let's be real. Is that going to happen? Too many people are fat and happy with Netflix, with the NFL, with Twitter, or Trump's Truth Social, which is backed on Google servers, by the way, that there will never be a major populist uprising. And if they try to do one, it'll be too late.